It's been quiet for a while now, but when I remind you that there are 34,000 urban foxes in the UK, plus, of course, we're approaching winter, so that means there's possibly not as much food around for the foxes, and they might even be getting cold, it's surprising that more haven't come into people's homes. I'm about to speak to one young woman, unfortunately, who suffered that. Worth reminding you, in this year, we've already had the five-week-old who was injured when he was dragged from his cot by a fox at a flat in Lewisham. The mother was at home and heard the child screaming. It was back in June that a man suffered a fractured wrist, 2-inch deep bite wounds and flea bites during a minute-long struggle with a fox in Catford, just down the road. We go back a year or two to Hackney, you may recall, where a five-year-old found a fox in his bedroom. The animal had got in through an open window. And just before that, there were further attacks in Hackney and in Dartford and elsewhere in the country. If you go back even a few more years, you go to Tufnell Park, where a little girl, four-year-old, was bitten on the arm when a fox crept into her upstairs bedroom. So I don't care what people say, those foxes are out there and they are getting more aggressive. If you don't believe me, believe Victoria, who joins me now. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
You went to a Halloween party last week.
Yes, on Thursday night.
What did you go as?
Zombie Wonder Woman.
How did it look?
Shocking.
You looked shocking, did you? You had a good time at the party.
Yeah.
And that was on Thursday night, obviously. So then you come home. What happens next? Just give us the town in which you live. I wouldn't dream of asking the road. What town are you in?
Tooting.
You're in Tooting. What happens next then, Victoria?
So we got back at, like, 3 or something, and I woke up at 5:30 in the morning because we've got a cat and my bedroom door doesn't close properly.
When you say we, is this your partner or your husband or your whoever you...
Oh, no, I woke up and then I woke everyone else up.
Right, so I'm sorry, this is a bit intrusive, but do you sleep on your own or is there someone...
Yeah.
You sleep on your own. Okay, so the flat has got a cat, so you get up at about... you go to bed at 3, then what happens? Sorry, you get up at... Did you say 5 or something?
I woke up at 5:30 because I thought the cat had got my bed.
Right.
And there's a really horrible smell, and then I opened my eyes to see a massive fox literally standing over me on my bed.
This is the stuff of nightmares.
And then I lifted my duvet up and started pushing it off the bed and, like, bundled it out of the door and then closed my door, and then it was scratching to get back in. And I rung my housemate, Sarah, and she answered and didn't believe that there was a fox in the house. And so she came out and I was screaming at her that there's definitely a fox and it had gone into the living room. And so she turned the lights on and was sat on the sofa looking at us.
The fox was then sat on the sofa?
Yeah.
How big is this fox?
Massive, like the size of a dog.
Dear. And so it displayed no signs of fear towards you or your flatmate?
No, no. It wasn't even vicious. It was just sat on it stood on my bed.
Yeah.
And then it ran into the living room when I pushed it out of my room.
Yeah.
So
it didn't growl, snarl, try to bite you?
No.
Or...
No, it did chew through all the TV wires and through a lamp and,
Well, it should have electrocuted itself, shouldn't it? Was the TV plugged in?
Yeah.
Why didn't it blow up?
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry, I just need to be like that, but anyway. I realise you're not a qualified electrician. So we left it, the fox is sitting, standing on your sofa. What happens next?
We went and woke up Kaz, and she didn't believe us. And then she had to come into the living room and chase the fox out with a bunch of peacock feathers that we had in a vase.
Right.
So she can get out of my house.
Right, okay. And when you say, then did it seem frightened, or was it just fairly lackadaisical?
Yeah, then it was frightened, then it was running around the living room, and I went to chase it downstairs.
Right, and then how did you manage to open the door?
Sarah had to run down and open the door and push it out.
First, so Sarah runs down, opens the door, then your other mate Kaz comes around with the peacock feathers.
No, Kaz was chasing the fox around the living room, shouting, get out of my house. This massive fox that was running around the living room. And then
did the fox speak English?
No. I don't think so. I don't know.
Now, how frightened were you?
Terrified. I hate foxes now. They're horrible.
Well, what did you think of them beforehand?
I didn't really think anything of them.
Had you seen a lot of foxes? How often do you see foxes around your back garden or front garden or flat or whatever it might be?
Yeah, there's always one in the garden. There's always loads around tooting, but not in your room.
No, absolutely not. How did it get in?
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know whether it managed to get through. Or we don't know. We thought maybe it might have come in when Kaz had come back.
Did she go to the same party as you?
Yeah.
She got back later on you?
Yeah, but I think she would have noticed if she'd let Fox in.
Well, you would have thought so. Have you been able to sleep all right since?
Yeah, I slept in Kaz's bed for a bit.
I'm not surprised. But you've subsequently gone back into the room?
Yeah.
Man.
We had to get cleaners to come and clean the house.
Did the fox defecate everywhere then?
Yeah, everywhere.
Oh, God. Including in your bedroom?
No, just all over everyone's washing on the landing.
Oh, for the love of God, how ghastly. What do you think needs to be done about foxes?
I think we should start a call in tooting.
I agree with you. Should we ride to hounds? I've got a friend with a horse.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad you're all right, Victoria. The smell, you smelled a smell when you woke up and you realised. How's the cat, by the way?
She's got fleas, we think.
Yeah,
she's
all
right.
She will do. My cat.
Apparently, foxes and cats get on, you know.
Well, no, they don't. They eat them, don't they? I thought foxes
no,
and cats.
No, apparently they do get on.
Do they? Okay. What's your cat's name?
Mila.
Well, hopefully Mila can get some flea powder. What was the smell you smelt?
Like fox, it stinks.
What, like pee or something like that?
It just smells horrendous. It smells like fox. They live in bins, don't they? They stink.
Oh, do they live in bins? Oy. Victoria, I'm glad you survived. Waking up to find a fox on her chest in her bed after a Halloween party. Listen, thank you, Victoria. Look after yourself and all the other girls, and Mila for that matter.